Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Country Diva Show. I'm your host, Estee de Tringham, coming to you live from northern New England. My voice may go in and out. I got it. I did. I got the damn thing, the COVID. In fact, we all had it here. It's taken me months to get my voice back. That was my big problem. Didn't have a problem. Didn't have an issue with my heart. Didn't have an issue with my kidneys. Lucky. I had a little mild symptoms with my lungs, but my vocal cords were affected, and I had fuzzy brain. But I had fuzzy, foggy brain from Lyme disease, so that was my comorbidity. It hit this house because of assholes, in plain English, that did not wear masks. And we became infected a while ago, and then one of us was reinfected, so yes, you can get it again. I mean, what in the hell is wrong with people? Wear a goddamn mask. I know I had a show about this before, and I was supposed to have another show that following night about Black Lives Matter, and then we got too sick to do anything at all. At all. So I went back to work my paying job as quickly as I could. That I needed a voice for, too, but at least I could write copy and I could write stories, and so I was able to work, but I couldn't work full-time. I was wiped out. That was the other thing it did, and I'm still tired, but I don't know whether I'm just tired from all of the election crap, and it is crap, boy. Let me tell you, the Republicans are full of shit. This is my show. I can say it if I want to say it. So what I'm telling people now is wear a mask. And if they don't wear a mask, I am no longer protecting other people. It may have antibodies, but I am wearing a mask anyhow. I don't want to get infected a third time. I don't know if you can. Maybe if I get infected a third time, I'll be dead. So I'm wearing an N95 mask, and I don't give a shit if it's got a vent that makes somebody else sick. What I do sometimes is stick a carbon filter in so it doesn't spew anything else on someone else. I am no longer infectious, from what I understand. Nobody knows anything about this virus, not really. We've got some therapeutics. There are a couple of vaccines that are coming down the pike, and I don't care what that orange buffoon says. They are not going to be ready by Election Day, not even probably this year. Not before Christmas, not before New Year's. It's too dangerous. Somebody has already died that was in one of the trials. I'm not kidding. There has been a death in one of the vaccine trials. So, people, you don't want to rush things. Nobody wants to die, right? Nobody wants to die. But rushing this vaccine could kill people. Maybe you. Maybe a loved one. So let's not be stupid here. The best protection you have is to wear a damn mask. They're a pain in the ass. I wore one even though I was sick. When I had to go out during the summer, I had it on all summer in the heat, double masked, so I wouldn't get worse and give it to somebody else when I was able to give it to somebody else. I wore a mask. Every time I go out, I go into a store, I wear a mask. My sister wears a mask. She did not get sick, thank goodness. She wears a mask. Her significant other wears a mask. Everybody we know, including some Republicans, wear masks. There are people out there that balked about it, called it a hoax, because they were listening to that jackass in the Oval Office. They deserve what they get. I never used to be like that. Never, never, never. I never used to wish ill on other people until the last 4 years. And now I'm like, yeah, you don't care about making me sick. You don't care about my Social Security. You don't care about this. You don't care. Then I don't care about you. Right now, I am 65 this year, and I have to be concerned with me, with whatever the next 30 years, because I'll probably be here that long, if this doesn't kill me, might bring. I have to make sure I have enough income. I have to make sure that I have health care coverage. And right now, Trump isn't offering any of that to anybody. He wants to end pre-existing condition coverage. He wants to make sure that he ends the payroll tax deduction. Do I have to explain that to people? Do you know what that's for? It's FICA, payroll production. Payroll deduction is your payroll taxes that go from your paycheck instead of you getting it into your Social Security and your Medicare. That's what it is. If he ends it, your part stops. How long do you think before your employer's part stops? Even just ending yours will bankrupt Social Security by 2023. The actuary at Social Security has said that, and that is true. This is the most consequential election of our lives. And I know you've heard that before. I have too. Anyone really deny this statement is true after surviving the last almost 4 years? I can't. I can't deny that that's true. I'm sick of the ads. I'm sick of all of it. But you know what? It's important that people get to know the truth. And my show in an hour is going to talk about truth in advertising as it relates to one race in particular, because that's our race. I live in Maine, and it's our Maine Senate race. But for right now, this hour, I want to talk about voting now, voter suppression, and I got my wear the mask rant and rave out of the way. Wear a damn mask. Okay. Jeremy Smith, who's the CEO and founder of Civitech in Austin, Texas, he said it's almost too late to mail your ballots, and that was, I think, on Monday. It is too late now. If you got a mail-in ballot, if you haven't gotten yours, if you haven't received your mail-in ballot, your absentee ballot yet, it's not going to come in time for you to do anything. In every case, in every state, you have the right to vote. And if you don't have your mail-in ballot, or even if you do and you don't want to mail it in and you shouldn't mail it in, don't mail it in now. It's too late. You can vote in person. There are various ways. Various states have various ways to do it. I would suggest that you have them invalidate that ballot. Bring it with you. Go vote in person. If your state still allows voting in person right now, which my state does, I believe we can't vote in person after tomorrow. Well, in an hour, it'll be tomorrow, not even. We can't vote in person after that because in our particular town, our town office is not open on Friday. Now, my feeling is it should be open all weekend. It should be open on Friday. It should be open right through Election Day and until 8 o'clock at night. But, you know, yeah, right. They're not going to do that. Republican controlled. My sister's town's pretty much the same way. I don't think they're open on Friday. My town's only open 4 days a week. And they're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think her town is the same way. I don't think she's open 3 days a week. I think she's open 4 days a week, too. But so that would be the last day we could vote, would be tomorrow in person, except on Election Day. Now, my town's remedy and the state's remedy here in Maine is bring your ballot in, your absentee ballot. Don't fill it out. Have them invalidate it. Then you can go vote in person like on a normal election day. Go fill out a new ballot. Take it right into your booth. You fill it out. Then you go drop it in your ballot box or put it through the graphite reader. Okay? You do that. You want to vote on a paper ballot. Now, some states will require you to vote on a provisional ballot. It will still count. It will not go in the round file, file 13. It will still count. They will want you to vote on that. They will ask you to sometimes hand over your other ballot. But in all cases, they will validate that you have not yet voted, that you didn't mail your ballot in and it hasn't counted. After they validate that you have not voted, they will then validate your ballot. They will take your provisional ballot and count it. So in every case, right now, anybody who hasn't voted needs to not mail their ballot in. Don't do it. Don't do it because it will not get there in time. And there are states that will not count your ballot if it gets there 1 minute after your poll's closing time, which I think is asinine. Because if you're online past, if you get online before your polls close on Election Day, the last day you can vote, November 3rd, say you get online at 7:59 and your poll closes at 8 o'clock, they have to let you vote, even if you don't vote until 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock the following morning, if your line takes that long. they have to let you vote in every single state in every single case and not give you a provisional ballot. They have to let you vote if you are duly registered. It's too late in some places to register to vote if you're not registered, so you're screwed. But in a lot of states, you can register on Election Day, here in Maine and in New Hampshire and a lot of other states. There are other states where you can still register to vote if you do it now. I would suggest that everybody go to NBC's Plan Your Vote. If you just type into your Google, yeah, the Google's free, remember? If you just type into your Google, Plan Your Vote, it will come up. Click on NBC's version. There you'd see the big map, the United States, mostly blue, in some cases light blue, in some cases it's orange. The orange ones are where you can't vote by mail without an excuse. It's too late to vote by mail anyhow. So in the dark blue states, you can COVID-19 can be your excuse. You don't need to have an excuse. A lot of states don't even need an excuse. You don't need an excuse in this state, okay? Other states won't let you vote without an excuse. So if you go there, now what comes up when I go there, of course, is Maine, because I'm in Maine. But if you go there and your state doesn't come up because maybe you're someplace else tonight, you know, a lot of us go to New Hampshire because it's like right next door. Some people go to Vermont. Some people are in Massachusetts right now. Some people are leaf peeping because we had a very late leaf season, foliage season. So people are out looking at leaves. Some places there aren't anymore, and some places they haven't even turned yet, which we've had a very weird season. So there are people all over the place. So you may not be home, but you can just select another state. Go down, scroll down a little bit, and there it is. Select another state, and you can just pull up whatever state you happen to be in, say Kansas, just for poops and giggles. Deadlines for all ways to register in Kansas has passed online, by mail, and in person Tuesday, October 13th. You cannot register and vote and cast your ballot on the same day. You cannot vote without a photo ID. Kansas. In Maine, you can. You have to prove who you are when you register. You don't have to prove who you are when you vote. Most towns in Maine, they're small enough. They know who you are. I was an elected official in my town. My sister was in hers. They know who we are. They even know who our significant others are. Gee, you know, they recognize us by face and by voice on the phone. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot was Tuesday the 27th. You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it in time anyhow. And I'll tell you why. Gee, this idiot that we have for president directed his buddy DeJoy there, who is the Postmaster General of the United States Post Office, to slow the mail down. Screw everything up as much as you possibly can, since the Democrats are all wanting to vote by mail because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gee, so don't vote in person, right? Vote by mail. So what do? They screw up the mails. And I mean screw up the mails. I ordered lawn signs, Biden-Harris lawn signs. I waited till August 18th because I wanted to make sure that I had his pick for vice president, Joe Biden's pick for vice president, on my sign. I wanted both names on my sign. I would have taken a bumper sticker, Harris bumper sticker, and put it on the bottom if I couldn't get one. But I ordered two signs from the Biden campaign, where they're the most expensive, but I wanted to make sure they got more money, on August 18th. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. They didn't get here until almost October. Some of that was they were overwhelmed with orders. They came from Austin, Texas. They didn't go out as soon as they should have. But they shouldn't have taken 3 weeks to get here, not priority mail. Right on the priority mail package, it said 2 days. Do you know what they told me? Oh, we can't give you a refund because we don't guarantee 2 days. Then don't put it on your fucking package. Yes, I said that word. So guess what? I did get my money back. They were giving me a whole raft of shit. My local postmaster said, you can't get your money back, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I will get my money back. Oh, well, then the Biden campaign has to ask the money back because you didn't actually pay for the shipping. I said, yes, I did. Here's my receipt for the shipping. I paid for it. And I sent it to the Postmaster General DeJoy, who bounced it back to my postmaster, who then bounced it back to him, and I ended up getting a check in the mail, which took another 3 weeks. Don't count on the mail right now. Please, your vote will not count. In some states, if it gets there 1 second after the polls close, your ballot will be discarded. In some cases, it won't be discarded, but it will not be counted. Don't vote by mail now. There was this jackass phone call going around, by the way. The courts have said that they have to correct that, and they have to prove that they corrected it by tomorrow. I guarantee you they didn't correct it. But there were these phone calls going to black communities. I know a friend of mine received one that said, don't vote by mail, don't vote absentee. They get all kinds of information on you. This was a robocall. They'll come and arrest you if there are any outstanding warrants. If you owe any fines, they're going to come after you. The IRS, the FBI, the ABCDEFG, and they were scaring people. Well, it was bullshit because they don't use that information for anything but voting. That's it. That's it. Same thing like the census, which I hate, and there are questions on there I just will not answer. I don't think it's any of their GD business. This is how much I make. This is where I live. This is how many people are in the house. You don't need to know where my birthmarks are. Okay, basically. That's it. But I do send it in. I do answer the questions that are pertinent because they really do need to know that information, and I do send it in. There are no school-age children and all that crap because it's important. Well, it's important to vote. And what did they do, like I said, but screw up the way to vote by mail? Slow it down. Throw out the high-speed sorters. Brand new high-speed sorters. They broke on purpose and threw them out. Some of them were found. Trump talks about ballots being found in the dumpster. No, these things were actually found in the dumpster. Trump's ballots weren't found in the river. What river? Nobody knows what river. They can't even say what river. They weren't found in a dumpster. They were found in the trash because a person didn't realize they weren't supposed to throw out naked ballots. You weren't going to count them. You have to allow the person to cure. It's called curing a ballot. Everywhere you can cure your ballot. You have to allow the voter to fix whatever problem there is with the ballot. And they have to, some states say they are absolutely required, your voting registrar of voters or your voting official, election official, whatever it's called in your town or your state. Some states it's by law. They have to. Other states say, all reasonable effort must be made. So somebody could say, well, it wasn't reasonable, I was busy. But most states it's required that your election official contact you. Excuse me, like I said, my voice is in and out. Contact you about whatever problems they find, discrepancies on the ballot, even if it's signature. And you have the right to cure that. It's called curing the ballot. You go in, you say, oh, gee, I didn't put it in the inside envelope. In Pennsylvania, your ballot has to be in both envelopes. And there are other states that way, too. If you don't, it's called the naked ballot. And that's what happened with those ballots that were thrown out. They were naked. Okay, it wasn't because they said Trump. Because there were, I think, 5 Trump ballots and 2 Biden ballots that were thrown out. So, or it might have been 7 Trump and 2 Biden. I know there were 2 Biden ballots thrown out. I think it was a total of 7 ballots and 5 were Trump. So, yeah, it wasn't just Trump ballots that were thrown out, but it's because they were naked. So please, please, please make sure you follow the directions on your absentee ballot and do not mail them now. It is way too late to mail. Way too late to mail. So, squeaky chair. Okay. I got to put some WD-40 on that. That's going to drive me crazy. Everybody needs to complete their ballots and return them as soon as possible, not by mail. I'm going to harp on this. If you ordered an absentee ballot, I'm going to say it again, and you have not received it, contact your town or city clerk or your town's top election official and have her or him invalidate that ballot, then vote in person. It may be different in your state, but you have the right to vote. Right up through Election Day, close of the polls. You have the right to vote. In every state, in every case, you can have your absentee ballot invalidated if you still got it, if you haven't brought it in yet, and request a new ballot and vote in person, whether it's on Election Day or between now and Election Day, which, by the way, is only a few days from now. It's going to be Thursday morning pretty quick here, in 40 minutes. So Thursday is a voting day. Friday is a voting day. Saturday may or may not be, depending upon where you live. Sunday may or may not be, depending upon where you live. And Monday may or may not be, depending upon where you live. But Tuesday is the last day that you can vote. It is the end of election season, instead of calling it a day, because most states have early voting now. It's the last day you can vote. Your ballot will not get there if you put it in the mail. I can't stress that enough. I can't say it enough. Do not mail it. Vote in person now. Now you have to. So I'm going to give you some pointers. Because we are in the middle of a pandemic and people were trying to do the right thing, voting by mail, and Trump was trying to screw that up so that your mailed-in ballot would disappear, wouldn't get there in time, no matter how you mailed it in. Okay? You wanted to make sure your vote did not count. By the way, what he did is punishable by law. He can go to prison for that. Not if he's still president, because the DOJ will never jail his ass. So you need to vote for Joe Biden. There's so many reasons to vote for Biden-Harris. This is just one. Suppressing your vote. Suppressing your vote. There's other suppressions, but let's get this mail-in ballot out of the way. Don't mail it in. Bring it in person. Call your town clerk to find out. Or best way, is to go to Plan Your Vote. NBC's Plan Your Vote. Okay? Now, one good thing about Kansas is the ballots must be postmarked by Tuesday, November 3rd, and received by Friday, November 6th. However, because of the slowdown of DeJoy's post office, which is really ours, but it's his now, because of the slowdown, I wouldn't even trust that. Bring it in. Can I drop off my ballot in person in Kansas? Yes, you can. Can I vote without a notary or witness in Kansas? Now, some states will not let you vote on an absentee ballot without a notary or witness. It's asinine. You should be making things easier for people to vote. Motor voter, everything, every way. Verify that the person's a citizen and has the right to vote when they register. But after that, don't make it hard for them to vote. In Kansas, you can use COVID-19 as an excuse to vote absentee. So you may still be able to get the deadline to request the mail-in ballot has passed, so you can't get one. But you still can vote in person. Do you vote by mail? You can track your ballot. So those of you who have voted by mail, you can track your ballot and see if it has been received, if you've already voted by mail in Kansas. This is just one state. Every single state is on here. How you vote, where you can still vote, how you can still vote, and the fact that you can have your absentee ballot, if they haven't received it, invalidated, and vote in person. You can do it. In some states, you can still vote in person now. In other states, you may have to wait until November 3rd and then go stand online and vote in person. And you can thank Trump for that. Because your ballot didn't get to you in time or would not get to your town clerk's office or wherever your ballot would normally go by mail in time. If your town or city is experiencing long lines, I want you to go prepared. Bring water, snacks, lunch, dinner, pack it, okay? Bring something to sit on. Even if it's a cushion, you may have to sit on the ground, have people help you get up. You could be there for hours. One line was 11 hours long. I know. Bring an umbrella. Bring an umbrella that's not clear. And the reason why I say that is if it's hot in some places, here it's not. And where Trump was yesterday, it was 9 degrees. And here, I don't know what it is right now, probably 38, something like that. It's not hot. But there are places in this country where it's pretty damn hot, over 80 degrees during the day. So bring an umbrella that's not clear so you can prevent the sun from hitting you in the head and shoulders and making you hot. A black umbrella is not going to help. Something light in color that reflects the heat back out. But bring an umbrella. Then if it does rain, you got an umbrella. Okay? Do avoid coffee, tea, or anything that has caffeine in it. Even decaffeinated coffee has caffeine because you could be online for a long time. Scope out where there may be a restroom that you could use and see if people will hold your spot in line if you do have to run to the restroom. So my friend got some adult diapers. I'm not kidding. She didn't want a chance to lose her place in line. So she did avoid the coffee and the tea and all things caffeine, including chocolate. And that's her downfall, chocolate. And she did plan her potty break because she found people who held her place in line. It took her 6 hours to vote. This was in New York. She said 3 hours is her limit between potty breaks if she has her usual AM coffee. But she went the full six. She didn't need the potty break. She voted. This is her exact words. I voted. I cried. Then I got my caffeine and I cried some more. I know that feeling. Oh, my God. So, yes, my friend Anita voted in New York and it took her 6 hours to do it. She's in her 40s, so she's exactly 20 years younger than I am. But she voted and her vote counted. I could say, I'm not going to tell you who she voted for, but I know who she voted for, and I know she doesn't care because she wears Biden shirts like I do all over the place. Biden Harris. That day she had her shirt on. She covered it with a jacket, but she had it on. She says, they can't say I'm electioneering at the polls. Another thing, please, don't wear buttons, hats, or anything else that has the name of the person you're voting for or any candidate's name on them. Because that's considered electioneering and it's against the law. And they might turn you away. Don't give them an excuse to turn you away, these bastards. Now, I know every place I voted is supposed to have a Democrat and a Republican checking you in, one from each party. The Democrats are always going to be inclusive. In our town, the Republicans are pretty cool about that. They'll be inclusive, too. But I can't speak to other places. And remember, bring your ID. Even though you're really not supposed to have to provide ID to vote, there are states that require it. So just be careful and bring your ID. You don't want them to turn you away last minute from voting. And this is now last minute. Oh, God. This has been horrible. It's been horrible. There are people that have stood online and saw people with guns taunting them from across the street or across a sidewalk or across a grassy knoll, as was described to me once, and I said, grassy knoll, that's kind of a scary thought. Yeah, they were there intimidating. They were intimidating the voters. Anybody that was black, anybody that looked like they might be a Democrat, guns. And in Michigan, where the governor and the secretary of state and the attorney general of the state said, we are going to ban guns at the polls. Their Supreme Court, Michigan Supreme Court, turned that down and said, you can't legislate. The legislature has to do that. You can't do it. Well, the governor has the right to do that, actually, by executive order. And, gee, that governor, that woman, according to Trump, that woman, Gretchen Whitmer, there was a plot against her life. They were going to kidnap her, put her on some kangaroo court trial, and then execute her. The truth has come out. Execution was part of the plan. They were going to blow up a bridge. They were going to kill cops. State troopers protect her like Secret Service protects the police. State troopers protect governors in a lot of states. They were going to kill cops. They were going to kill police. She's not against police. She's not against even people voting against her. She's a very popular governor. In that state, she won by double digits, and she's still just as popular. It looks like she's not popular because the ones that are screaming the loudest, if you remember this summer, they carried their guns bigger than they were right onto the Capitol grounds in Lansing, Michigan. They went right into the chamber where people were debating on the floor, Democrats and Republicans, both. They went up in the balcony and they had these huge guns. In some cases, those guns were pointed toward people outside. They were screaming in cops' faces, not wearing masks, spitting on people. You know, when you scream, some droplets come out. I'm not talking about actually physically on purpose spitting on people, but that did happen too. I'm talking about when you scream, a lot of your spittle comes out in the form of droplets, landing on the person you're screaming at because, you know, 6 feet's nothing. And these people weren't even 6 inches from the faces of the cops they were screaming at. Most of the cops had masks on, showing a lot of restraint, because if it were me, I'd have punched that son of a bitch, that one guy, right in the face. And he said, if you saw, I was on the side of the cop. I wasn't in his face. Yeah, but what about the cop that was just behind his shoulder? You were 14 inches from his face, not 14 feet. And then there was a woman caught off to the side. You were less than 3 feet from her. What the hell's going on? What is wrong with us? Has everybody lost their frickin' minds? Enough. Really, enough. So, why vote for Biden and Harris? Let's just get into that a little bit. I know I'm tired of all of this vitriol, and I know it's not going to stop when Biden is elected and takes his oath of office. But at least some of it will stop. At least some people will probably pick up their marbles and go home and try and see who that they can get elected that thinks the way that they do the next time. We're going to try and make sure that there isn't a next time. I have what I call my list of criteria to even run for president of the United States. First on my list is that the person needs to be sane. Okay? Every single person who wants to run for president should have to undergo a psychiatric or psychological evaluation. And they cannot have, now don't scream at me and say I'm against people with mental illness or I'm putting people in a bad light that have a mental illness. No. But there are some mental illnesses that should disqualify you from running the country or even being a senator or a member of the House of Representatives or governor of a state for that matter. One of them is schizophrenia. I know it can be treated, but do you really want a schizophrenic person running the country? Seriously? I'm not saying Trump is. I'm just, there's a person I know who did run for president and never got far, but they have schizophrenia diagnosed. The Democrat shouldn't be running. Nope. Should not have run. That was in the state next door. I think they were only on their ballot. I don't know if they were on any other ballots. And this is 8 years ago. They were going to try and primary Obama. Yeah. We know several Republicans who have mental illnesses. One's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. Narcissistic personality disorder is another disqualifier. Malignant narcissism, sociopathy, any sociopathy should be a disqualifier. What used to be called manic depression, which is now called bipolar disorder. I know a lot of people have it. When you're on your meds, you're fine. And when you feel fine, then some people go off their meds and get crazy. Let's face facts. I had a roommate back in the days when it was just lithium. That was it. That's all that they had to treat it. When she was off her meds, she had a problem, and she knew it. I'm going to pull this person in. I've got somebody on hold right now. that wants to talk to me. I will remind you, please, to be respectful. I won't swear at you. Don't swear at me. Put me on. Okay, I think you're there. Are you on with the Country Diva? Somebody calling from the 612 area code? Hello?
Hello?
I think you're on with me. Yeah,
yes,
I can hear you now.
Ma'am. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
May I have a first name so I don't have to say, hey, you?
Yeah, my name's David.
Okay, David. And I'm Esty.
Esty, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. I'm hoping to talk about the upcoming election. It seems to me, at least from my perspective, it feels like 2016 all over again.
Yeah,
and,
I'm scared
it seems
about that.
Like, right. I was kind of worried because I was hoping that the Democrats would have had a more, for lack of a better term, like charismatic candidate that people would be more excited about, kind of like Obama in 2008. But unfortunately, we seem to be stuck with Biden. And I'm just worried because I'm hearing a lot of people say the same thing I heard in 16, which is, I don't know if you've heard it, where people say, I don't like either person. And
a lot
of people are telling
me
they're just not going to vote. Yeah, and so that, from a Democrat standpoint, is not what you want to hear, right? It would have been nice
exactly.
if we had, like, a good, you know, like a good candidate that people were excited about, where we would have been like, because if we had one, it could be a landslide, because you could have combined enthusiasm for the person plus the Trump hate together would have equaled a massive landslide. But now it feels like we're going to have another close race like in 16. And I don't know. I'm from the Midwest, and I see a lot of Trump support still up here in like Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio. And people
yep.
I talk to
I'm
that
are
on the ground.
I'm seeing it too. And that's why I'm urging people to please get up and vote. Biden was not my first choice, by the way. I was a Harris
yeah.
girl. I wanted Kamala Harris because she was a prosecutor. And I figured, what better person, okay, than somebody who could prosecute the problems that we've had? Not literally, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Somebody who could
right, right. make
the
case.
Problem. Yes, exactly. This is the problem that we had. This is what we're going to do about it. But if you listen to Biden, and that's what I'm suggesting that a lot of people, just listen to one of his rallies, okay? Listen to him speak.
Oh,
he is talking
so
about you. I know, but he is talking about unifying. And he is a nice guy. Regardless of what anybody else says, Trump is a jackass, and Biden is a nice guy. And
yeah, but
right
at least
now,
Trump got energy, you know, and that's what people like. People like energy. They like emotion, you know. You know how many people have told
yeah.
me, like, they wish that we had a version of Trump, who someone who could, like, embody the emotion and anger and energy everyone feels? And we get this guy who's just like, I know Trump calls him Sleepy Joe, but it really does fit. He has, like, no energy. He's just flat. He's just, I don't know, man. Like, that last debate performance was so terrible. It was just, by halfway through, the guy looked like whatever meds they gave him was totally fading off, and he just, it was horrible.
They gave
it really
him any
looked.
Well,
he clearly
that,
was on something.
Well, Trump is on stuff, too, by the way. He takes Crestor, what's that other stuff, Propecia to grow hair. He's on other stuff.
Right, but
now
at least it works. Like, at least it helps him, like, have energy and act like he's alive. Like, Biden, last the time, he's just walking around like, I mean, did you see the other rally the other day when he was in just, like, an empty parking lot? It was, like, him and, like, it was, like, 10 cars. I don't know who decided to do that. Then they had John Bon Jovi come up and sing one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, I missed
I'm
that
just,
one.
I'm just wondering who's running the campaign here. Like, I don't understand why Joe's not out more, why they're not campaigning more, why there's not more of a ground effort to get out the vote. And it's like, because in 16, I saw
because
the same problem where everyone got overconfident and people relaxed and didn't try hard. And
there's not a big groundswell right now because of our ground operation, because of the pandemic, all right? You can't go door to door. Even if you're wearing a mask, you're really not supposed to.
Oh, but the Republicans are.
I know they are. I don't want them knocking on my door. I'll greet them. I'm a Democrat who carries, okay?
Right.
I will greet them.
But I wish our side was as desperate and worked as hard as their side does. Our side,
yeah,
it's like we believe the polls and everyone gets this relaxed, kicks their feet up and acts like everything is already done. And it's like the polls don't mean anything. 2016 well, proved that.
I'm glad you're telling me about this because I'm not seeing this here in my state and in the state next door and in Massachusetts. I don't border Massachusetts. I'm in Maine.
You're in New England.
Hampshire. Yep, I'm in New England. So I'm
It doesn't matter technically if you think about it because New England's going to go blue basically no matter what, other than maybe New Hampshire, which, you know.
Right.
But
right.
I'm from Minnesota. Now I'm talking about these northern Midwest states that are, in my opinion, these are the battlegrounds.
Yes.
And I was warning people in 16 because, you know, I had friends from all over up here. And even Michael Moore, who's from Michigan, was talking about it then, which was Trump had, like, unprecedented support up here for Republican because these are traditionally Democrat areas. And now the number of people that I know that were lifelong Democrats who voted for Obama twice that are now completely in the Trump bandwagon is unbelievable. If you could see the number of Trump signs that are out here, it's unreal. And
I have that,
you know,
same
the
problem
rallies
here.
That they've
we
been
see,
having.
We see a lot of Trump signs here, but then I had to think about it. My family is living in a very red district. So when I drive out of here, I'm seeing a lot of Biden signs, Biden-Harris signs, and Sarah Gideon signs, and, you know, every Democrat in the world signs on one person's front lawn. They have like 30 signs out there. They've got other people's signs that aren't even in their district, just reminding people, you need to vote. But it is scary. I have a cousin who lives in Michigan, Saline, Michigan, and he's a Republican, and he is not voting for Trump. He doesn't have any signs on his lawn because he doesn't want the repercussions, but he's a Vietnam vet, so that gives you an idea how old he is. I'm 65. He's older than I am, and he works with vets. That's what he does. He retired and went back to work so that he could help vets get what veterans needed, which is, and the way we feel here, every vet should get a medical card where they can be treated for any reason, for any problem, at any facility with any doctor instead of having to drive like our guys have to drive and gals all the way the hell up to Togus, which is a haul from here. It's several hours. And you got somebody who's in their 80s or 90s, and they're in order to get treatment for certain things, they have to go way the hell up there. That's stupid. That's just stupid. So we've been advocating for that for a while, and that's changing. And Biden will take care of that. He wants to do that. He wants to make that change. He wants to take care of our vets from every war, and yay, and even the ones that didn't go to war. Every male in my family is a veteran, every single one. So my cousins, my uncles who have now deceased, all of them, and people that I'm related to by law, every single one of them is a veteran from something. So, yeah, a lot of people don't know this stuff about Biden. I wish he would talk about it more. He's for that. He's not against guns. And so this is a big deal in the Midwest. It happens to be a big deal in Maine. You know, a lot of people in Maine have weapons. They have guns. They hunt, or they just have them for protection because if you're rural, you may not have a police department. We don't. We finally got a contract deputy here. So I have weapons. There are more guns in this house than there are people in this house. I grew up around guns. You know, I grew up on a farm, I did not grow up in a suburban area. I grew up in Tamworth, New Hampshire, and I was at my grandparents' farm all the time, so I was always around guns. He's not trying to get rid of guns, and I just wish that they would talk about certain things more that people in your area.
He might be.
Yeah. I wish that they would talk more about what people in your area are concerned about. But maybe they are in coming to your area and doing that. David, I'm going to keep you on.
It's because he got screwed up in the primary. In the primary, he made the mistake of appealing too much to the far left. And now that's all coming back to bite him now because all the more traditional Democratic voters, they're all turned off by that. And that's what's giving Trump all this ground, especially in the Midwest. And so, if I were to call the election right now, the way things are headed, the way I see it from on the ground, I think Trump's probably going to win. I really do.
What I feel bad
about is so many people are like that I know are have this expectation because they believe the media and they believe the polls and everything, and they're convinced Trump's going to lose, and they think that the whole country hates Trump the way they do, and it's like, no. The reality is outside of the northeast of America and the west coast of America, the rest of the country doesn't hate Trump like that. That's just in those two areas. But in most of the middle of the country, they actually love this guy. And so they're going to come out in massive numbers. And their whole thing is they want to come out in person on Tuesday, November 3rd. And I think the whole country is going to be stunned. And I really feel bad because I think a lot of people are going to get really emotional and sad and depressed about this. And I blame the media for giving people a false sense of what's going on and not being honest.
Well, there are an awful lot of people out there that feel the same way that you do and are scared to death about this is starting to look like 2016. And so many people have pledged to vote. So I'm hoping they do. I'm hoping that they do get out in person and vote. And as I said on my show before you got on the phone, please, if you've got a mail-in ballot, do not mail it in. Bring it in. And go to plan your vote to check to see how you may vote at this point. They can invalidate your mail-in ballot, and you can vote in person on Election Day. And I think that's probably the best thing to do from this point. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to leave you on the phone. I've got another caller that wants to talk.
Okay.
We're going to ask them to be respectful, too. They're from the 281 area code, and I'm going to bring you on right now. Hang on. Caller, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, hi. Hi, this is James.
James, this is Esty, and we've got David on another line. So how are you this evening?
Hi, I'm doing well. Hi, Esty. Hi, James. I'm sorry. Hi, David.
David, yep. How are you?
No, I was listening to your show, and I got to say it was really interesting. I think really nice points made by both of you. I think great caller, great host. So I'm in Texas, and I'll just give my quick 2 cents. I'm actually seeing a lot more Democrat signs than I would normally. You know, Texas is obviously a very red state. And you always see lots of Republican signs, but I'm actually kind of surprised how much support for Biden as far as signs and just, you know, people on the street. A little surprised how much I'm seeing. I don't know that it's enough to turn Texas because I think that's a tall task, but it is interesting. So one question I did have, you know, maybe for both of you, because I think both of you are making some really good points, is the pitch to vote for Biden, at least for Republican-leaning places like Texas, hinges a lot on some of the things that have come out, like his stance on fracking, which would affect Texas, you know, greatly. His stance on, you know, like systemic racism and how he believes cops, all police are systemically racist, which really rubs police the wrong way and people who support the police the wrong way. So those are the kinds of things I think would be difficult for him, a difficult pitch to have in a state like Texas. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you on that. He doesn't think that all cops are systemically racist because there are many cops that are black. So it's kind of hard to be systemically racist if you're a black. And I've heard people like Whoopi Goldberg say you can't be a racist if you're black, and I don't agree with that. I disagree with that. I happen to be less than half white. Mostly other colors would be red mostly, then black, then brown, then yellow. So I am a full rainbow. But so I, you know, if I'm racist against any color, I'm in trouble. I'm racist against myself. But I'm certainly pro police. We fought really hard to get a cop in our town, and we don't have a police department, so what we have is a contract deputy. My sister's town has the same thing. A contract deputy is somebody that you contract with from your local sheriff's department, your county sheriff department, and you pay their salary, you pay for everything, their buttons, the whole nine yards. What I think that, so I am pro-police, but I would definitely be against any kind of the crap that I saw this summer. And none of our guys or gal would put their knee on somebody's neck to subdue them. Now, we had an incident where one of our guys shot and killed a kid this year. And he was off for a long time. He's back to work now. And I sent him an email right away because I know him. And I know for a fact that he would have done anything to avoid killing this kid. But the kid had a knife at a store clerk's throat and a gun in his other hand pointed at the cop. So they were all saying, he should have shot him in the hand. Well, which hand do you hit first, right? Do you hit the hand that's at the woman's throat with a knife and then you get shot? Or do you hit the hand that's got the gun and then he cuts the woman's throat? So he had no choice. He had to take the kid out.
But that's Biden's position.
Yeah,
Biden flat out said shoot him in the leg, and I think that's going to rub people the wrong way. It's like, well, that's not exactly easy to do when you have a moving target, and what if you hit a femoral artery? So,
Exactly. But his position is to use every means that you can possibly use first to preserve life, and failing that, then you have to do what you have to do. That is, I've spoken to him personally, so I know that's how he feels. I wish he would say that. I wish he would actually say that to people and say that at one of his rallies so people understand. He's not against police, and I wish they'd stop using the term defund the police department, because here our police need more money, not less. I wish we could get canine cops for every single one of our cops, because it helps them. They can find perps if the canine cop is trained the way they're starting to train them now, away from trying to find marijuana because it's legal in the state, and more towards search and rescue. So, you know, this is a good thing. Why would you want to turn that down? Why would you want to take that money away from the police department or from the sheriff's department that could go towards getting help? When you send a cop into a dark building that doesn't have any electricity and there's a perp in there, that dog knows where that perp is. The cop doesn't. You know, it saves lives. It's so stupid. But Biden does agree with that, and that's why it bothers me when they use that phrase, defund the police, because they don't want to defund the police. They just maybe want to send money to a different position or to a different type of department, not saying away from the police department, but maybe got social services. Maybe instead of sending it to social services, take somebody from social services who has a degree in psychology or psychiatry and send them out with the cops, not without the cops. They just shot a guy who obviously had a mental illness. I think it was it in Philadelphia? I can't even remember where the hell it was.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Yeah. So they just shot a guy, and he had a knife. Maybe the cops felt that there was nothing else they could do because he was near other people with that knife. But damn it all to hell, and they didn't have tasers. So that was a problem. I guess they're all going to be getting tasers and training on how to use them now. But maybe the cops felt, and all I saw, you only see a little bit of the video. So you didn't see the whole video. You didn't see the whole thing from the beginning. I would like to see the whole thing from the beginning before you start saying cops shouldn't do this and cops shouldn't do that. And it's just, and I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat my whole life. I've almost always voted for Democrats. There are only two instances where I voted for Republicans. One of them was Susan Collins, and I'm not voting for her this year. But it bothers me that people paint with such a broad stroke. We are, most of us, purple. Most of us are.
May I ask? Yeah. I'm sorry. May I ask David's opinion?
Sure.
Yeah. No. Miss Summer, I spoke to her earlier about too, and I think she agreed with me. Was that Biden made a lot of mistakes in the primary. He appealed way too much to the far left, and now the Republicans are using that against him now, and it's all coming back to Biden. And you know, politically, as far as Texas goes, that was a great point that you brought up about the rising Democratic support. And from what I could hear, a lot of people are saying that there's been a lot of people from California that have moved to Texas, and even from up in the Northeast, because, you know, obviously it's really business friendly and good taxes. So I think what we're seeing is a reshaping of the map, where places like the upper Midwest is going to turn to more red, and the Southwest is turning blue. Like Arizona and Texas, I think, are both on the way to becoming blue states. And so we're seeing everything kind of reshape here. And part of it is, this is where the issue with the Democrats with identity politics is, that they've alienated a lot of working class white voters, and they've made them feel like they're not wanted in the Democratic Party. And,
and
Bernie gave a great speech about that. Yeah, that's part of the problem. And because they
and
feel alienated, exactly. And then Trump opens his arms and says, well, come to me. And that's why they're running to him in droves. You know, I know so many people up here that I told earlier that voted for Obama twice that are now hardcore Trump supporters. And it's because they from their own words, they felt like their party rejected them. And I really that's why I'm convinced Trump's going to win again. And I think that the media and the polls are doing a bad job of actually gauging his actual support, because the pollsters are looking at traditional registered Democrat and Republican voters, and they're oftentimes talking to them. And I say that someone used to work in a polling station myself, so I know how they do things. And a lot of people that support Trump now are people that are still registered as Democrats or, you know, have never been considered, you know, Republican or registered Republican ever in their lives.
Or they're
those
registered
are the people
independent.
That are supporting it. Or independent,
yeah.
Exactly. And so they're not accurately gauging the support. So if I were to say what the real polls are, like in Minnesota, I would say Trump's up 2. In Wisconsin, he's up 2. In Michigan, I think he's up 1. And in Pennsylvania, I think he's up 5. I'll tell you the truth, because I was just in Pennsylvania the other day. And Western Pennsylvania is gone. It's completely gone. And this rise that you got going on in Philadelphia, believe me when I tell you it's going to affect the suburban Philadelphia vote. I guarantee it.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
That,
and that's what that concerns. Yep.
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania is gone.
I have family in Western Pennsylvania. I have family just outside of Philly in Warminster. And so, yeah, I'm hearing it from both of them. I'm hearing pretty much what you're saying. So that's why I'm urging people to get out and vote, because four more years of Trump I can't take. And I have a history with the guy going back to 1978 when I was a young reporter for NPR. It's just, it's nuts. It's nuts that he is such a jerk and that he got in there. I mean, he really is a jerk. I don't have a problem.
He's effective.
He may be effective, but he is a jerk. He does put his hands on women when it's uninvited. Okay, there were 5 of us in the room with him. All of us were reporters, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, and the New York Times. And this is back in 78, that's 42 years ago. And I was a kid, but I was still an adult. And he had his hands on every one of us somewhere he shouldn't have put his hands. On my leg, on some woman's shoulder,
right,
working his way.
Right, but in the context of Joe Biden, it's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't bring that up because Joe's got a long history of touching people in inappropriate ways.
But he's a hugger. I'm a hugger. You know what? I stopped hugging people.
He's also a
sniffer. Because of that reason.
Which is a problem.
Because of that reason.
and
what,
other things.
Say what?
He's also a sniffer.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I heard about that, sniffing somebody's hair. My God.
Yeah, he's got a lot of videos of him touching little girls in inappropriate ways, too, which is super creepy. I don't know if you've seen those, but...
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen... There's some videos out there of Hillary abusing a little kid, and that video has been proven to be made up. So I'm really...
No, I'm
good
talking about
editing.
A real thing. I'm talking about when there was a bunch of senators and congressmen coming in to pose and take family photos with Joe Biden. He was grabbing the little girls, holding them inappropriately. It's really disturbing to watch.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw it too. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Well, I'm concerned about this guy that's in there right now, because there's no question of what his intentions were back in 78 or at other times. And the other concern with me is he was impeached for a good reason. Clinton was impeached for a dumb reason. For lying about a stain on a blue dress, for lying about an extramarital affair. I didn't know he's had many.
What was Trump impeached on?
He was impeached for trying to
call the Ukrainian president?
Yeah, for asking for help to find dope on the Biden.
But
that's
the problem. They had actual dirt, though, in Ukraine. Like, Joe
Biden's
son was working for a corrupt company.
Guys, I'm at the end of my show, and I got another one to do in like 60 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have to hang up with you and sign off. I was really glad to hear from both of you. Please feel free to call me again. In fact, I've got to go start my other show, which is in the same place, Blog Talk Radio. And you feel free to call me there. I'm going to be talking about the gal that's running for Senate in the United States Senate in Maine, Sarah Gideon, against Susan Collins, who is a current senator from Maine. So it was really good to talk to both of you. Feel free to call me back that show, which is coming up in about 45 seconds. Thank you again for calling. This is the Country Diva, SD DeTringham, signing off, and I will be back in about 40 seconds.
Thank you. Enjoyed the show.
Thank you.